Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a man will be brought in a day of Qiyamah and he will be flung into the hellfire. He will be flung into the hellfire in such a condition that his intestines will fall out of his body. So he'll be flung, his intestines will fall out of his body, and he will start going around with his intestines in this condition, like a donkey goes around the mill. فَيَجْتَمِعُ إِلَيْهِ أَهْلُ النَّارِ فَيَفْطُلُونَ. So the people of the fire of Jahannam now will gather in that condition around him, and they'll tell him, Ya Fulan, O person, Malaka, أَلَمْ تَكُ تَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That were you not such a person that you would enjoin good, you would forbid evil. فَيَقُولُ بَلَى. He would say, definitely I would do this. فَكُنْتُ أَمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَا آتِيهِ. I would tell people to do good, by myself I wouldn't do the good. So I would only be telling people without doing it myself. وَأَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَآتِيهِ. I would tell people, I would prohibit them, stop them from doing the wrong thing. But myself I would fall into the same wrong, I would do the wrong. And I would continue doing it in this condition. So in other words, I would tell people to do it and then to do good, and I would stop them and I wouldn't stop myself. So in other words, he had the knowledge, the ilm of it being wrong, but despite that he would still do it. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying such a bad punishment a person will be given on the day of Qiyamah for this. Today's new chapter we're starting, the chapter Babul Amri bi Ada'il Amanati, the chapter on fulfilling trust. Amanat is a word which is a very, very broad spectrum word. Normally we just use amanat in the sense that a person must be trustworthy, but it got to do more with just being trustworthy. Amanat has to do with a person fulfilling the rights of Shariat, with a person having iman. Iman is also the highest form of amanatdari, is iman. And if a person has got that level of amanatdari as far as iman is concerned, then it will demonstrate itself in a person's speech, in a person's action, in the way he conducts himself as far as the hukuk are concerned, the rights he has in fulfilling the people's rights, in fulfilling the rights as far as deen is concerned. And this time that Allah Pak has also given us is a amanat. So very often we feel that amanat got to do with wealth, but amanat also got to do with time. That this time Allah has given us in this dunya, how we utilize the time, whether we use the time usefully or we use the time uselessly, all that is part of amanat. So Allah Pak mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you that you return the trust to their rightful owners. Another ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak mentions, إِنَّا أَرَدْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That is amanat tari in all its forms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had presented it to the heavens and the earths, وَالْجِبَالِ, even the mountains. فَأَبَيْنَ أَيْ يَحْمِلْ لَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلْهَا الْإِنسَانِ. They refused to accept, to bear the burden of it out of fear, but this insan had taken it upon himself. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this insan is very, very unjust and he is very ignorant to do this. But anyway, the rewards that a person will get by upholding amanat is so great, is so high, where a person can reach, even the malaika won't be able to reach, etc., because of this amanatari. So this act, this thing about looking after one's word, one's speech, looking after one's actions, looking after one's time is very important indeed. If a person leaves it, it will just get slipped away, it will just be lost. Especially in today's time, you find that very hard to find somebody who is honest. To such an extent, people will say that we prefer dealing with non-Muslims than dealing with Muslims, because they find it very hard to deal with people that are dishonest. So in a time came before, where a Muslim would give his word, and immediately this would be his honor. To such an extent, if in the courts they had to see a person with topi, they knew automatically this person was speaking the truth. So today's hadith and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called, Ayatul Munafiqi thalath, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَإِنْ صَوْمَ وَصَلَّ وَزَعَمَ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمٌ. Ayat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the sign of a person who is a hypocrite is three. So the three signs of a hypocrite. The first one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ, that when he speaks lies. So it's such a common thing, you don't know whether the person is speaking the truth or is speaking a lie. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning that this is the first sign of a person being a hypocrite. The next is, وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ, he promises something. He promises, he makes all sorts of promises. Akhlafa means he goes against those promises. So what he's saying, he's doing something else. What he's promising to deliver, he's delivering something else. what he promises, the quality, etc., he goes against that and he gives you something else. The next thing Rasulullah mentioned, وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ, when a person is entrusted with something to look after it, he, khana means he does not look after it, he betrays the trust that he was given. So here a person doesn't only mean a physical trust, a person has got a trust in terms of being employed. Now whilst he's employed, he has to work from this time to that time. Those things that have been given to use, for example the telephone, the cell phone, the car, he uses it for the purpose it was given. Sometimes a person feels that he's the driver of the car, now he can go on personal errands. He's got that office phone, he can make his personal calls. He's got that office stationery, now he can take it home and he feels like. So all this is betraying of trust. Here Rasulullah ﷺ is warning us that this is the third sign of a munafiq, is that he's given trust, he's given the position of the office, he's given the things to use, or is it may be such that the person is in the masjid and the things of the masjid are not being used properly, so he's betraying the trust of the masjid also. So all these things add up to bring about amanadari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this. The last part of that hadith, the next hadith mentions that even if he fast, wa in sama wa salla wa zama unna muslim, he fast and he reads salat and he even makes that claim that I'm a Muslim, that despite this thing, by him fasting, by reading salat and claiming he's a Muslim, that still won't absolve him of the fact that he's got the signs of nifaq, the signs of being a hypocrite on him. Allah Pak save us all. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahu wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.